is reading is from Matthew 13, verses 44 to 46. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then, in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
I wonder, what is precious to you? What's your most precious possession? For most people, it's not actually our smartphone, really, or our laptop, or our nice trainers. It's usually something like an old ring that your grandmother gave you, or an album full of faded photographs, a cherished musical instrument, a pile of love letters, maybe your children's hospital bracelets, or that first lock of baby hair.
This is mine.
This is a present that my sister gave me when I got ordained. It's my special jug. There you go. Anyone want to tell us what yours is? What's your most precious possession? Anyone got anything?
My father's ring.
Your father's ring, yeah, lovely. Yeah.
My grandma's wedding dress.
Your grandma's wedding dress.
Wow,
amazing. Oh, that's lovely.
Wow.
I go back into the fire for that.
Yeah. Great. Well, we are creatures. Oh, sorry, Heaven. What's yours?
My purple dress that I got for my birthday.
Oh, lovely. Your purple dress you got for your birthday. Fantastic. That's great. We're creatures who are made in the image of God. And we were created for love. For love for God and love for one another. So even though we live in a consumer society that's saturated with advertising campaigns, that are trying to lure us into buying more and more stuff that we don't really need, actually, at the end of the day, usually, the things that we place real value on all have to do with love, to do with people that care about us, to do with our relationships with them, to do with our memories of them, our delight in them and their delight in us. The reading that Anne read for us is Jesus talking to his friends. And Jesus liked to use stories and pictures when he spoke. So here we've got two little stories, and they're all about what is precious to us, and what is precious to God. So the first one, verse 44 there, is about hunting for buried treasure. I quite often go to Penos Beach, and sometimes you see the metal detectorists there. Don't know if anyone's ever seen them. I don't know if they ever find anything. I think it's mostly bottle tops. But in this story, the treasure hunter finds something. Verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. So you can imagine the scene. He's walking along with his metal detector, and the bleeps get faster and faster and more intense. And he's like, oh, and he gets out his spade, begins to dig. Will it just be a bottle top again? And the excitement builds. And suddenly his spade hits something hard. He's struck gold. The treasure hunter has found something so precious, so valuable, so priceless, that it says he goes and sells everything he has. Think about that, everything he has. car, his clothes, his iPhone, his Nike trainers, everything. Everything he has. And it says he does it in a state of joy. A state of joy, because he knows that this treasure that he's found is worth more than all of that stuff put together. He knows that his previous life pales into insignificance beside the awesomeness of the treasure he has found. And the second story there is quite similar. It's about a merchant looking for the most beautiful, precious pearl. And you can imagine him hunting around the antique shops, looking at the stalls, searching, searching, trying to find the best, the one he's looking for. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold, once again, everything he had and bought it. Again, everything he had. His mansion, his swimming pool and the games room, his 98-inch surround sound television, his smartwatch, his Rolls Royce, his goldfish, everything, everything he had. Because he knows that this pearl is so valuable, so beautiful, that everything else next to it is just like rubbish. He knows that possessing this precious pearl will give him a contentment that nothing else could. Today, Rachel is getting baptised because she is choosing to follow Jesus. When we choose to follow Jesus, we leave our old life behind and we put our trust in him to be the Lord of our lives. So we stop being the kings and queens of our own lives and we make God the king instead. And he's a much better king than we could ever be. He knows completely what's best for us, because he made us and he sees what we could be. He sees what he created us to be. And he loves us with an unfailing love. That's what Jesus means when he talks to him about the kingdom of the heavens. The kingdom of the heavens is the place where heaven breaks through to touch our lives here on earth. It's the place where Jesus is king, where his truth and goodness and love rule, where they hold sway over everything, where Jesus holds sway, the kingdom. And this life with Jesus, it's worth more than anything. It's worth more than all your possessions and all your stuff. It's worth more than all your ambitions and all your plans, maybe even than a part of Emmerdale, perhaps. It's worth more than all the followers you'll ever have on Instagram. It's worth more than all the money you'll ever earn. It's worth more than all the jobs you'll ever do. And it's worth more even than any earthly relationship you'll ever have. To walk with Jesus, to know him, to be with him, to love him and be loved by him is worth more than anything else you could ever have or anything else you could ever do in this world and the next. The Apostle Paul, who wrote quite a big chunk of the New Testament, said this: "Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage." It's quite a strong word in the Greek. "I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him." We're going to sing a song in it in a few moments. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. But why should we do this? Why should we give our lives to him? Why should we trust him? Well, you might have noticed that even though these two tiny stories are similar in many ways, there's one important way in which they're different, actually. In the first one, the kingdom of heaven is like the treasure. In the second one, the kingdom of heaven is like the one looking for the treasure, for the pearl. So that means we can read the stories in two ways. We can read them backwards. Jesus is both the treasure and the treasure hunter. And that means we are the treasure hunters, but we're also the treasure. You see, God created each one of us, and he created us in his likeness to reflect his beauty and glory and majesty, like that precious pearl. He saw our faces. He knew our names before the foundation of the world. He delights in us. And each one of us is of infinite worth. We're infinitely precious to him. Sometimes you might find that hard to believe because we might have experienced rejection. We might have had people tell us, actually, you're not good enough. You're not worth it. Might have been a parent or a boyfriend or a boss or a teacher. Or even if no one said it to us, they might have treated us in ways that made us feel like that. And deep down, we might believe, actually, I'm not worth it. But that's a lie. Because the truth is that to God, we are like that precious pearl. Beautiful, shining with glory, reflecting God's beauty and majesty and holiness. That's how he sees us. That's how he knows we can be. And he longs for us to be his again. You see, we've got ourselves lost. Through our sin and our rebellion and our selfishness, we've sold ourselves into slavery. And God is like that merchant, searching for his lost children, ready to buy us back. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to search and to save. God coming in human flesh to search for his lost children, ready to pay whatever it was going to cost to buy us back. And it did cost. It cost him everything, and that's what the cross is about. Jesus is paying that price to redeem us, to buy us back, to set us free from slavery to sin and death and evil, so that we can be his. The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. And when he came, he left all the glory of heaven. He took on human frailty. He died the agonizing death of a criminal so that we could be found and we could know him and we could be friends with God once again. We could be God's special, treasured possession. Rachel, God loves you and you are his treasure. He's called you by name. And Jesus was willing to give up everything to buy you back and to make you his. And today at your baptism, you are saying to Jesus, Jesus, you are my treasure. Your love is so precious, I'm willing to give up everything to follow you. And we're overjoyed that Rachel is taking that step of faith today. And we want to bless you and we want to rejoice with you on this special day. So Jesus is both the treasure hunter and the treasure. We are both the treasure hunters and the treasure. In Rachel's story, we heard how seeing her mum and dad and her brother get baptised had a real impact on Rachel. And if there's anyone here today who's not been baptised, and maybe you're feeling God stirring your heart, perhaps now's the time. Not tonight, you can talk to me afterwards. Please come and talk to me if that's you. Remember that he loves you. He created you. You're infinitely precious to him, to the point where he laid down his life for you. And he longs for us to take that step of faith and to put our trust in him. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are our treasure. And we know that there's nothing on earth that compares with you. You're more precious than silver. You're more costly than gold. There's nothing we can desire, nothing we can possess that compares with you. And we thank you that we are your treasure, that you are willing to give up everything and come for us to seek and save that which was lost. Oh Lord, we give our lives afresh to you this evening. We lay ourselves down before you and we say we love you. We love you. And we thank you for this wonderful day. And we thank you for the joy of baptism. Thank you, Lord.